the Barbie movie questions what being a woman truly means. Barbie allows viewers to remember the nostalgic character, a childhood staple since the 1960s. Ruth Handler created Barbie in 1959. It was the first doll that wasn't a baby, so women could do other things than just being mothers. Barbie became a successful role model in young girls' lives, reminding them that you can be anything you want. Director Greta Gerwig illuminates the sexism in today's world while keeping viewers entertained and drawing the attention of many people, selling 41 million tickets and earning a total of $1.446 billion. Barbie brought many people to the movie theater, with 22% of viewers having never been to a movie since the pandemic. Barbie allowed many women to feel seen and represented in the music industry for the first time. The movie was nominated for 8 Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor, Ryan Gosling, Best Supporting Actress, America Ferrera, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Production Design, and Best Costume Design. The movie follows Barbie, Margot Robbie, and Ken, Ryan Gosling, on their journey to the real world from Barbie Land. When Barbie starts to have some unusual developments in her life, she discovers that she must go to the real world to fix it. The movie highlighted many things wrong with today's society, bringing issues that have usually been ignored to the surface. The film is a great jumping-off place to discuss with younger children. Barbie navigates mother-daughter relationships, getting older, and body image. Barbie also explores patriarchy and sexism that exists in the real world, which is portrayed oppositely in Barbie Land. Although the movie touches on critical real-life issues, it also contains many comedic elements, making it an engaging but informative film. For the 96th annual Oscars, some argue that the movie was snubbed at many awards, with Margot Robbie, Barbie, and Greta Gerwig, director, not being nominated. Ryan Gosling, Ken, has been nominated for many awards at the Grammys and Oscars. Some viewers pointed out that this was just proving the movie right, as Margot Robbie brought a new side to the character that was never seen before with stunning acting and helped produce the movie, and Greta Gerwig has created one of the most successful movies of the year. The movie has had tremendous success in unfolding the hidden patriarchal values in the modern world and bringing together generations of women. The movie featured many hit songs and scenes, such as I'm Just Ken by Ryan Gosling, which provided the perfect comedic effect and dance break that was needed. What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish added flawless background music to make us question what being a female was all about. The movie's charm was a perfect balance of comedy and authenticity that was needed, making this a perfect film for everyone. The cinematography makes you feel like you were a Barbie doll with bright costumes and architecture, while tying in the original look and feel of the brand. Although the movie is marketed as an adventure and comedy, the film also has an informative beginning and end, speaking out the invention and backstory of Barbie. The movie digs at society's views and stereotypes of feminism and toxic masculinity while creating an informative and fun film. The MPAA rated the movie PG-13, which was the correct rating for this movie. Overall, I would recommend this movie to anyone who wants a laugh. Barbie is a new twist on the modern concept of a Barbie doll, which empowers and brings light to things that are normally shoved down. The film makes things that are hard to talk about easier and brings a childlike sense of seeing the world again. I would rate this film a 5 out of 5. Although the movie seems like a juvenile concept, the essence is emotional and sweet, bringing us to contemplate what being a woman really is.